It's 5:32 downtown, live at Seasons Main Street Bangor Quality Jewelry Studios. Guests of the show heard on the G&M Family Market phone line. They're right on the corner of Route 1A and Route 46 in Holden. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week on that G&M Family Market phone line. From Comcast Sportsnet New England, Gary Tanguay joins us. Hello, Mr. Tanguay.
Hey, Richie, how are you? What's going on, buddy?
You big timing us earlier? What the hell's going on?
You know, yeah. No, we had to, usually, things get messed up, but usually we pre-record around 5:30, but we got some work done early today. I guess the crew wants to hurry up and go home, so it got moved to 4:30, so my apologies.
Yeah. Listen, we're flexible. We adjust for you because you're Gary Tanguay, damn it, and we're just a little...
Yeah, you're full of baloney. I mean, you're 5:30 canceled or something.
Well, yeah, you know who we can't find? It's just been one of those days. Our boy Jared Carrabba, supposed to be with us 20 minutes ago. He's missing in action.
Oh, so he was big timing, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, what? So he's on Sportsnet, he's on Comcast Sportsnet now, and he's, you know, on Barstool Sports, and he's big timing, yeah.
Ever since you guys put him on TV, it's gone to his weird haircut head.
It happens to all of them. How about Barstool, though? What a story, huh? Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
What a story.
Well, let's begin with a little Red Sox talk here. Five nights in Cleveland to play two games. We saw the good and the ugly with David Price looking as advertised in Game 1. And then, I don't know about you. If I never see Clay Buchholz pitch again, it'll be too soon. I despise that guy.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, I mean, I just think that no one expects him to pitch well. Even if he does go out and throws well for three or four games, everybody's going to expect him to get hurt. Everybody's going to expect him to get injured. They're not going to buy into it. I was looking at the numbers. It was three seasons ago he went 12-1, then he got hurt. Ever since then, he's been 15-18. He can't stay healthy. You can't depend on him. To me, he's a number five starter at best. But because of the injuries, they don't have anybody else. I'm optimistic about Porcello. I'm the only one. But, yeah, I mean, Buchholz is just, he is what he is. And I can't wait for that contract to be over soon enough.
I think the next two nights are huge. And it's early in the season, but that just magnifies things. I think either Porcello or Joe Kelly has got to pitch a pretty good game or panic is going to set in.
Well, that's just it, you know. And this guy, the manager's on the hot seat. And because he's not Dombrowski's guy, and ownership did want to keep him because of his illness. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, I like John Farrell. He's always been a nice guy to me, and I'm glad he's healthy. But just the way that this business works, Dave Dombrowski does not come in and keep the same manager. I mean, he just doesn't. And because of his illness, the Red Sox didn't want to be perceived as being ungrateful, being inhumane, and they kept him around. But, you know, he's not Dombrowski's guy. So, yeah, he has a short leash for John Farrell. So panic could set it, no question.
Gary, are things like the lawsuit to recover draft picks from the NFL the reason why New England sports fans are so easy to hate?
Well, yeah, and plus we've been winning a lot. You know, I think that's first and foremost, is that we've been winning, like, you know, the Super Bowls. And it's just, you know, Belichick is not a friendly guy. A likable guy. I mean, you know, at least when you're on the other side. You know, and Brady's, you know, the thing about Brady I can't understand, because he really is a nice man. He really is. What you see is what you get. There's nothing phony about him. I mean, I've always believed that Manning is a phony. Totally. I don't buy any of it. Brady's a nice guy. The rest of the country just wants to put the screws to him. And I think it's because he's been successful, because he's probably a metrosexual. He's a pretty boy. He's got the, you know, he's got the model wife and all that sort of stuff. I mean, let's face it, if Brady was in another market, people in Boston would hate him, you know,
yeah.
Because he is pretty much perfect. And we don't like perfection around here. We like guys with warts, you know. I think it's just because of the winning and the attitude of the coach. That's what I think it is.
Gary Tanguay, Comcast Sportsnet New England, with us here on Downtown. Are the Celtics the best story in Boston sports right now?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm not as – they've been a blast to watch. You know, Bob Ryan's coming on tonight. He's done an about face on Isaiah. He thinks Isaiah is a franchise player or a foundation player. You know, I think that the cream always rises to the top of the playoffs. I think they can get to the second round. I think they'll probably lose to Toronto or Cleveland, depending on how that goes. They've been a lot of fun. But then when you get to the playoffs, you're going to realize that, you know, they still need that guy. And they're great to root for. They're very exciting. And the coach is fantastic. You know, but they still need the man. They need a Durant, or they need a guy. You know, and that's not easy to get in the NBA.
I'm not sure it'll be his fault if this happens, but if the Bruins don't make the postseason, is that the end for Claude?
Well, I think it is. And here's my thing, Richie, on this, is that I think he's a hell of a coach. The guys won a Stanley Cup. That's not by accident. He got back to a Stanley Cup. I don't think he has a great roster this year. I think that they need to retool. But having said that, I also think that it's time for a new voice. I think that you had a roster with the Celtics that is a group of underachievers and a group of very good players who have played to their utmost ability and capability because the coach has really done a great job in getting them to buy in. And Claude hasn't been able to do that with this group. I don't think he's been able to keep them where they need to be emotionally. And that part, I think, is on him. I just think it's time for a change. And my God, I mean, in hockey, I mean, this guy's lived like three lifetimes. And Claude would go to another city and probably win again.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, Scotty Bowman won in a lot of places. You know, I just think it's, and he and Neely, it's the same thing. You know, he and Cam are not on the same page. Management and the coach, they're not connected. He's Chiarelli's guy. They want their own guy. There's a lot of reasons for Claude to move on. But that's no reason to not respect what he's done. Just time.
Gary, let's get away from sports a little bit here, because I know you're a big movie guy, and you give me a couple of good recommendations. What's the best movie you've seen lately?
Well, with the kids, I don't get to watch many, but I did watch, as I told you, about 5 to 7, which you can get on iTunes, and I have seen Showtime, which I think is fantastic. I thought it was great writing.
Yeah.
And then I did watch Infinitely Polar Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Watched it on my phone while walking my dog. That's when I get... And that's with Ruffalo.
Yeah, it was
nominated,
great.
I think, for that. That's with Ruffalo. And at the end, let me put it this way: I love the ending, but it was a different ending, and I didn't think I would like the ending, but I love the ending. And he's really good in it.
Oh, he's
I mean,
great.
If you like good stories that are a little quirky, Infinitely Polar Bear is definitely one that's worth watching. And he's really good in it. I mean, to me, he's much better in Infinitely Polar Bear than he is in Spotlight. Because Spotlight, you know, that was obviously a great story, but, you know, he plays a manic depressive in Infinitely Polar Bear, and he just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, I've heard that's great. Is that on Netflix now?
I downloaded it from iTunes. I'm sure it is on Netflix.
Cool. All right. We'll make a note of it.
You can go either way on it. But, you know, that's about it. And, you know, House of Cards, I still think it's great, even though it's jumped the shark in a lot of ways. You know, there's a lot of things that happened with, you know, Frank Underwood that, you know, I don't know how realistic it is, but it doesn't care. I don't care because I think Kevin Spacey's awesome in anything he does.
Oh, yeah, it's just watching Spacey chew the scenery, and that's always entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. How about you guys? Anything good up there?
Yeah, I haven't seen, because, again, I got the little one at 2. I don't get to see a whole lot of movies. That's... unless
that's so true.
unless they're on demand or on Netflix. But you know, love a lot of good TV. Too much good TV that you have to sometimes
binge
watch.
I mean, there's so much because there's like everybody says that you want this show, that show. And, you know, I want to be, and I just haven't had. You know, it's on the list.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. I love Better Call Saul. That's wrapping up soon. I love that because I love Breaking Bad as well.
Yeah, that's terrific. The one I can't wait to come back is Ray Donovan.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And it's, you know, Mickey somehow survives. You know, he somehow survives.
Absolutely.
Hey, and I thought, you know, Schreiber just crushed it last year. So if I make time for one, I think it's that.
There you go. Sounds good. Hey, Gary, always great talk with you. Thanks for making time for us. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll do it again soon.
Don't forget 6:30. Bob Ryan is going to join us. He just came in. He sends his best to the great state of Maine.
Say hello to Bob.
Got a big opinion, big revelation coming up at 6:30.
We'll be watching tonight, Comcast Sportsnet New England. Thanks, Gary.
See you, Rich.
5:42 here on Downtown. We'll take a little break, Stack. What's our plan? He says no. No break. Let's go to the phone, the GNM.